This morning, I'd like to read from Matthew. Matthew 2. And this is the account of the wise men coming from the east. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 2, starting at verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" We are told that the wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. We aren't told how many of the wise men, but we always have a picture of three because of the three gifts that they brought, but it doesn't say here that there was three wise men. We know that there's more than one because it was men. It wasn't man. So we know that there is more than one wise man that came to bring gifts. There could have been more than three. There could have been less. We don't know for sure. But these three wise men sought out to know who Jesus was. But we know that they were, and they had been watching and waiting for some sign. And it says, "For we have seen his star," it's his star, "in the east, and have come to worship him." They saw his star. This is a special star, obviously. Isaiah 60 verse 3 says, The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to your brightness of your rising." Jesus later on in life says, in John 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." To come to worship Jesus, he has to come and shine upon us. His light has to shine upon us. And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people.'" I find this interesting that the priests, the scribes, they all knew exactly where Jesus was to be born, yet they weren't seeking for him. The star was a sign, yet these magi, or these kings from the east, were the only ones who saw it. I find it interesting that the priests knew where Jesus was to be born, and yet they had to tell the Magi, or to show the Magi where he was going to be born, and or that tell Herod where this child was going to be born, and yet they themselves did not go. How hard their hearts must have been. They were not searching for the one to rule their own hearts, I find. And sometimes we sometimes don't search for Jesus this way. Search for him to rule our hearts. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined for them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly great joy. These wise men were full of joy, and were full of exceeding joy. The joy would be they would not be able to contain this. I think of this like when you're younger. I did this a lot when I was younger, try to contain light within your hands, and you could see that with like a flashlight, and you could see it always leaking out everywhere, and it was permeates throughout wherever it can. The light just shines through. And I think this is how these wise men were. They couldn't contain the joy that they had. It was permeating out of them. And that everyone could see that these wise men were found where the son was to be born. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child and with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They fell down and worshipped him. Once we have seen the light of Jesus, and it has shone upon us, we must fall down and worship him for his wonderful gift that he has given us. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed from there to their own country another way. And yet we see God's protection, his providential care, his ruling over this all. We think that Herod would be in control of this, that he could kill could find the baby boy, and yet God controlled these men to bring them another way. It's how much faith they needed to have to just trust the Lord that he would lead and guide. And that's for us all. In closing, I would like to read a little passage from Oswald Chamberlain. He shares on Isaiah 7:14. Behold, a virgin shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. His birth in history, therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. Luke 1:35. Jesus Christ was born into this world, not from it. He did not evolve out of history. He came into history from outside. Jesus Christ is not the best human being. He's not the best human being. He is a being who cannot be accounted for by the human race at all. He is not man becoming God, but is God incarnate. God coming into human flesh, coming into it from outside. His life is the highest and the holiest, entering in at the lowliest door. Our Lord's birth was an advent, his birth in me, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ is formed in you. Jesus, as our Lord, came into human history from outside, so he must come into me from outside. Have I allowed my personal human life to become a Bethlehem for the Son of God? I cannot enter into the realm of the kingdom of God unless I am born from above by a birth totally unlike natural birth. Ye must be born again. This is not a command, it is a foundational fact. The characteristic of the new birth is that I yield myself so completely to God that Christ is formed in me. Immediately Christ is formed in me, his nature begins to work through me. God manifests in the flesh. That is what is made profoundly possible for you and me by the redemption. Our Lord Jesus has come to become a light in within our own hearts and our own bodies, to dwell within us. And this is the wonderful gift that we are here to worship this morning. And I pray that you all know this gift and share this gift with others and have the joy of knowing and sharing this gift with others.